Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled, A Young Practitioner Strives Forward and Assimilates to the Fa, by a young practitioner in China.
Minghui Fahui, A Young Practitioner Strives Forward and Assimilates to the Fa, by a young practitioner in China. Greetings, great and benevolent master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I am a young practitioner who started practicing Falun Gong in 1995. I would like to take this opportunity during the occasion of the 9th China Fahui on Minghui to share my cultivation experiences with fellow practitioners. Learning the practice. I started on my path of cultivation with my parents when I was just 4 years old. When I think back on the days of my childhood, I feel particularly fortunate to be part of a family where all the members are Falun Dafa disciples. We have all learned from each other and improved as a whole. We took every opportunity to read and study the book, as well as to listen to master's lectures and watch the videotapes of Fa teachings. I sat in the lotus position every time I listened to master's lectures. In order to be on time for group study, sometimes we only carried steamed buns for our meal and left home in a hurry. I was always sitting on the knees of my mother and listening silently to her when it was her turn to read the Fa. Sometimes I corrected her when she read the words wrong, and other practitioners were surprised because I did not recognize Chinese characters at all back then. At home, I liked to recite the Fa, especially the poems and lyrics in Hongyin, and my brain was filled with the Fa. In the morning, I got up on time and joined the local group exercises with my mother. Our bodies became purified and our minds were cleansed. We enjoyed our happy family lives and cultivated the Fa together, diligently, in an effort to return to our original true selves. Cultivating Xinxing. Master said in Zhan Falun, quote, one's gong level is as high as one's xinxing level, and this is an absolute truth, end quote. As DAFA practitioners, my parents always used the Fa principles as their standards. Once, I fell from the top of a ladder when I was playing on a slide at daycare. I received a bad laceration on my head, which bled profusely. My teacher cleaned up the blood on my neck, but she did not take care of my wound. When my mother picked me up, other children told her what happened. She kept calm and did not say anything before we left for home. Another time, when I was climbing up a high wall, another child pushed me and I received an injury to my face. I did not blame the kid, and my mother did not blame our teacher either. When I was a first grade student, another child jabbed me in the eye with a long pole. His mother was very worried and brought some medicine for me. However, my mother believed in Master and the Fa and said, nothing will happen. One night, I had a high fever, and my parents sent me to a hospital. The next afternoon, the doctor was planning to increase the dose of medicine, as I did not feel well. My mother refused the doctor's suggestions and took me back home. Without any treatment, my fever went down because Master took care of everything. The next time I had a high fever, my parents did not send me to a hospital like before, but they tried to rub my body down with alcohol to decrease the high temperature. They stopped doing this after they noticed two small Falun wheels rotating around both my shoulders. They always treated me as a normal little kid and thought that I was not able to understand the Fa, but Master regarded me as a little Dafa disciple. Validate the Fa. When the April 25 event happened, my mother planned to go to Beijing with fellow practitioners to validate the Fa, although she knew the evil nature of the Chinese Communist Party. My grandfather was previously labeled as a rightist by the CCP. She let go of the attachment to life and death, but she did not let go of the attachment of sentiment because she did not take me with her to Beijing. After July 20th, 1999, when the evil started to persecute Falun Dafa, my mother wanted to go to Beijing again. My grandfather worried about her personal safety and did not allow her to go there. As he was not a Dafa practitioner, he did not understand our thoughts. The ancestors have said, upon hearing the Tao in the morning, one can pass away in the evening without regret. My mother was soon able to leave quietly and go to Beijing with fellow practitioners without upsetting her father. My mother was illegally detained in a brainwashing center 5 times. I did not feel scared at all when I was left at home alone. I held the Fa in my heart. I was a life created by the Fa, and I was protected by Master. During the worst period of persecution, I did not ignore studying the Fa, and even as an 8-year-old, I always supported my parents walking along the path of cultivation. Only assimilate to the Fa. Today I am a college student and not as pure and simple as a child. Several days ago, I had abdominal pain during group Fa study. I knew that it was from the old forces, and so I sent forth righteous thoughts to clear up the interference and persisted in studying the Fa. I looked inside myself and still failed to find the reason behind this interference. The next afternoon, I was listening to the audio tapes of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party, when some issues about everyday people kept popping up in my mind. I suddenly realized how the interference was able to occur. Recently, in my spare time, I had read a novel with bad messages. I did not remove the attachment of reading books, and I was interested in reading all kinds of articles, novels, and even watching movies. A few days ago, I read a novel including some reviews of Chinese medicine and Qigong treatment. Although I knew it was not good, I was still driven by the attachment to continue reading through many pages. It was terrible. Today, a lot of bad messages are conveyed in these books on Chinese medicine and Qigong, and they are written by people controlled by evil spirits. If you had a small thought and agreed with only 1 or 2 sentences, your mind would be poisoned and it would cause a lot of trouble in your cultivation. My mother told me, "Actually, you need to understand that you should only read books related to your required school studies and not other books at all. And you had better spend all your spare time reading Dafa books." I felt quite ashamed that I had not eliminated such an attachment after cultivating for such a long time. I would not waste my time like that again. I hope other young practitioners like me will not waste cherished time anymore to read books, watch movies, play games, and listen to songs like an everyday person. It is time to remove all attachments, clean our minds completely, assimilate to the Fa actively, and cultivate diligently. Cultivation is a serious thing, and we cannot destroy ourselves due to these attachments. Master said in Essentials for Further Advancement, quote, "A person is like a container, and he is whatever he contains. All of what a person sees with the eyes and hears with the ears are violence, lust, power struggles in literary works, struggles for profit in the practical world, money worship, other manifestations of demon nature, and so on. With his head filled with these, this kind of person is truly a bad person, no matter what he appears to be. A person's behavior is dictated by his thoughts. With a mind full of such things, what's a person able to do?" End quote. Cooperate together as one body. Originally, our class reunion party was to be held outside of the local city, and I therefore was not able to attend. I thought it would be great if it could be held in our local city and I could take this opportunity to clarify the truth to classmates. Due to this thought, I received a notice that plans were changed due to disagreements among some classmates and the party had to be held in the local city. I knew that Master had arranged everything for me since my only intention was to save sentient beings. On the first day, I did not have enough confidence to clarify the truth in front of all my classmates and chose to talk to people one by one. The first one agreed to withdraw from the CCP and said, it is up to you to bring about a great rejuvenation of the Chinese nation. As for the rest, one said he needed more time to think it over again. Another said that he came from a revolutionary family and disagreed about withdrawing from the CCP. And another worried about the loss of his present profits and believed that he could benefit from membership in the CCP. I was affected by these thoughts and became anxious, and the results were not as expected. Master said in Fa teaching at the 2009 Washington, D.C. International Fa Conference, quote, "If a Dafa disciple's heart is unsteady, it will cause changes in his or her surroundings," end quote. After sharing with my parents, I realized my attachments and strengthened my resolve to save my classmates. I planned to continue to clarify the truth to classmates and pass around the software for breaking through the internet blockade at the same time. My mother agreed to send righteous thoughts from home, and my father would drop me off at the hotel and then send righteous thoughts to clear the field. I passed the software around and encouraged them to visit overseas websites. At first, only a few classmates were receptive, and the rest only listened to me silently. Later, many classmates raised questions, and I gave answers one by one. During this time, my father phoned me, but I did not have time to talk, as I was busy clarifying the truth. My father came back to the hotel around noon on his lunch break and invited all my classmates to one of the rooms for Fa discussion and truth clarifying. I stood aside and began to send righteous thoughts to clear up all evil elements. At first, my father introduced the movement of the withdrawal from the CCP and its affiliate organizations. Later, my father did not clarify some issues clearly, and some classmates began to doubt what he was talking about. He did not notice the responses from others and only cared about what he was saying. I could not help myself and gave him some hints that it was time for him to return to work. Later, I returned home in a depressed mood and told my mother how things went at the hotel. She agreed with my opinions about my father's truth-clarifying methods, but at the same time, she also pointed out my faults. I had not answered the phone calls from my father. I calmed down and looked inside myself and realized that I should have continued to send righteous thoughts to help my father to clarify the truth instead of driving him away. My father and I learned from each other by exchanging views and agreed that the main reason we failed to achieve better results this time was that we failed to cooperate very well together. He also knew that it was important to eliminate everyday people's attachments during truth-clarifying activities. My mother said that we had better not blame each other when something happened and should try our best to cooperate and harmonize together as one body. I know that I have a lot of attachments to be removed in the future, such as being lazy, being greedy, seeking profit, and others. I have decided to memorize the Fa intensively, cultivate steadily, and fulfill my prehistoric vows. Thank you again, Great Master, for your grace and salvation.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.